today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, dear brother and sister, salam. So, welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in it we're going to speak about helping the poor in the month of Ramadan. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان But first, as the ritual of this program, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Tuesday, is the 24th of Ramadan, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of the month of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we'll listen to Verse 262 of chapter Al-Baqarah from the Holy Quran. We come back to the studio, we speak about the important point of this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah and then do not follow up what they have spent with reminders of it or other injury, will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran. Those who spend some of their property in the way of Allah, but after that benevolent action, they reproach or do something that cause injury. They destroy the reward. Indeed, with this reprobated action, it can also be said that such persons, in many cases, not only are not good doers, but also are some transgressors, because the honor of a man and his psychological social capitals are often surely more valuable than property and wealth.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
As I told you at the first part of this episode, today we're going to speak about helping the poor in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan holds great significance for Muslims all over the world. It's a time for reflection, prayer, and seeking forgiveness for past sins, purifying one's heart and soul. It is also a time for giving to those less fortunate, as charity in Islam has huge significance. During this holy month, helping poor people is a commendable act of worship. This month brings immense blessings for Muslims with the promise of divine forgiveness and redemption. Therefore, donations to charity during the month of Ramadan hold greater virtue than at other times of the year. Discover how to help the poor in the month of Ramadan this year to receive great rewards and blessings, as well as understand why charity is significant.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his spiritual progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about this topic, how to help the needy and orphans from an Islamic perspective. Helping the needy and orphans is deeply ingrained in Islamic teachings, emphasizing compassion, mercy, and social responsibility. This practice is not only a moral obligation, but also a means of spiritual growth and a way to earn divine reward. The Quran repeatedly emphasizes the importance of caring for the poor and needy. It encourages believers to give from their wealth to those less fortunate, highlighting the virtues of generosity and kindness. The Prophet Muhammad taught that showing mercy to those on earth would earn mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He emphasized the value of feeding the hungry and helping those in need as acts of worship. Zakat, one of the pillars of Islam, requires Muslims to give a portion of their wealth to the poor and needy. Sadaqah, or voluntary charity, is also encouraged as a means of purifying one's wealth and soul. The Quran instructs Muslims to treat orphans with kindness and justice, ensuring they do not suffer from neglect or mistreatment. It warns against consuming their property unjustly, emphasizing the importance of protecting their rights.
Now, from an Islamic point of view, what is the importance of charity? Charity in Islam is hugely important for many reasons. The main reason is that it forms the third pillar of the obligatory five pillars of Islam, known as zakat. There is also a primary form of charity. It is sadaqah. That is a voluntary action of giving, while zakat is mandatory. As well as charity being a significant value of Islam and being the third pillar, charity in Islam is essential as it is part of the test that Allah gives to those who are comfortable or financially stable. Inequality and poverty cause many hardships in communities, and Muslims are tested to ensure they share their temporary wealth with others and show compassion to those in desperate need. This is because their wealth is given by Allah and it can also be taken away by Him. This means generosity by giving to others is not only a natural act of humanity, but it's greatly rewarded in Islam.
رمضان تجلى وابتسما طوبى للعبد إذا اغتنما فالخير وفير إن صرما ينجي المأثوم من النار. During Ramadan, the shaitan is in chains, and Allah's mercy for a month reigns. The doors of heaven are open wide, begging for mankind to enter and abide.
So, today, in today's special, we are speaking about helping others. It's the duty of those who are fortunate in terms of material wealth to help the less fortunate in different parts of the world. This can be done by sending aid to various charitable organizations that look after the needs of the poor in countries like African countries, Iraq, Yemen, and others. There are many Quranic verses that call for spending money in the cause of Allah. Allah explains that the money we spend in His cause will be doubled and multiplied for us, and that this will be profitable for us both now and in the hereafter. The only condition, however, that Allah sets for the attainment of this reward is that the benefactor should not remind those who receive his support of his benefaction to them.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was particularly fond of caring for orphans, as he himself was an orphan. He promised that those who care for orphans would be close to him in paradise, highlighting the immense reward for his act. Sponsoring orphans is considered a highly virtuous act in Islam, offering both spiritual rewards and social benefits. It helps ensure that orphans receive the care and education they need to thrive. So there are some practical ways to help and to help the needy and the poor, or even the orphans. One is financial support, donating to reputable organizations that support orphans and the needy is a direct way to fulfill this Islamic duty. The next practical way is volunteering time, spending time with orphans, teaching them, or helping them with their studies can provide them with emotional support and guidance. And the third practical point is advocacy. Raising awareness about the plight of orphans and the importance of caring for them can inspire others to take actions. So helping the needy and orphans is a fundamental aspect of Islamic ethics, reflecting the value of compassion, justice, and mercy. By engaging in these acts of charity, Muslims not only fulfill a religious obligation, but also contribute to the well-being of society and earn divine rewards. The teachings of the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with the guidance of the Ahlul Bayt, provide a comprehensive framework for understanding and practicing these virtues.
Dear brother and sister, thank you for listening to this episode, and inshallah we continue. So, we leave you in Allah's care and blessings, and fi amanillah.
فالشوق طال والقلب سما نحو السماء مترنما لا لا تنقضي أنت للروح دواء رمضان 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 ليتك دوما قريب.